DW.
Muy buenas tardes, vecinos. Feliz inicio de Navidad le deseamos desde el Bus TV.
Dario Chacón is standing among flower pots on a balcony on the first floor of a rundown building in a poor district of Caracas, Venezuela. He holds a microphone in his hand while he reads out the news for the neighborhood. Today, he's giving an update on official coronavirus cases in Venezuela and an overview of how the pandemic is being dealt with in Europe. He's also letting people know where face masks are being distributed free of charge, where they can find English classes, and which regions in the country are, at the moment, particularly hard hit by poverty. Outside their houses, people sit in chairs, listening to him attentively. Dario is part of the La Ventana TV team.
We do this because of censorship. The newspapers that people used to read no longer exist. We are filling this gap. People come up to us later, ask us about it. There is a real exchange.
Some residents also ask for certain information to be included in the news broadcast, says Marilyn Figuera, who helps write the scripts for the news from the balcony. She's studying communications.
There are people who don't even have the internet, let alone a smartphone. They can't just Google the information like we do. We compile news for them and pass it on.
Access to information has become increasingly difficult for Venezuelans in recent years. In the Press Freedom Index, which is compiled annually by the NGO Reporters Without Borders, Venezuela ranks 147 out of 180. Critical reporting in the country takes place mainly on the web or in small regional newspapers and radio stations, says Reporters Without Borders spokeswoman Juliana Matei.
But they're always in danger of being closed down, at least temporarily, or of raids taking place, of representatives of various authorities coming by, confiscating equipment or arresting staff.
Social media sites have been repeatedly shut down. According to the Venezuelan non-governmental organization Espacio Público, 17 digital media outlets and 18 local radio stations were forced to close in Venezuela in 2020 alone. Most recently, the editorial offices of the newspaper Panorama were raided and temporarily shut down. The government has described various online media outlets as journalistic mercenaries, allegedly financed from abroad in order to topple President Maduro. Again and again, Juliana Matei says, journalists critical of the government are arrested on ostensible grounds. This was the case last year, for example, when reporters criticised the catastrophic conditions people were enduring in the coronavirus pandemic, or when they reported on food and fuel shortages in the country. Reporters were prosecuted for spreading hate news. But what actually constitutes hate news is a matter of interpretation.
Most of them are released after a few days, but then there is still the threat of a trial. And there are also always examples of journalists who are imprisoned for months.
The situation facing journalists has only worsened since Maduro's United Socialist Party and its allies came to dominate seats in parliament, said the Reporters Without Borders spokeswoman Juliana Matei. For 58-year-old Maria Luz, this is precisely why the information she gets from Ventana TV is so important.
There is no free press in this country. The news is controlled by the government. Here, at least we get to know what's happening around us.
That is, at least once a week, when Dario Chacón reads the news from the balcony.
DW.